historic K-Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas. The On the Air light is lit and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing? John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies, to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our friends in Old Mexico. This is the John Brislin Show on this fabulous, fabulous 4th of July, Independence Day. You could argue the birth of our nation. Others would say that it would be after we won the Revolutionary War. But whatever the case is, we are celebrating America on this fine 4th of July. Now, I am celebrating being back in the studio, except there's we're doing a little bit different tonight. I am not live. Since the 4th of July is tonight, and since my show always airs at 9 o'clock, and since the fireworks are going kaboom kapow kapang out across Las Vegas at 9 o'clock, well, then I'm going to be out there with my family, so we are pre-recording this show. Everyone that wants to call in and hears the phone number, keep in mind that this is a pre-recorded show, so hold your questions until next week, and I will be here live on the air, like I have been for the past 5 years. We had our 5th anniversary not too long ago. And, well, anyway, I've been gone for 2 weeks and kind of touring around the country, around this beautiful country that we celebrate today. And I have learned some things, let me tell you. I have, first of all, the places that I went to, essentially New York. I was in Manhattan for the first time in, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, about 26 years. So I went there expecting it to be the same as it was. Turns out, well, it's a couple things have changed over the past 26 years. And I never liked New York. I have had problems with their tax structure and their social welfare system and various other things. But this visit, I went to New York, to Manhattan. I was on Midtown Manhattan, Lexington, and basically 48th. And I went there with an open mind. I went there not really knowing what to expect because I am a thinking person, and I get that 26 years makes a difference in a town. Certainly does in Vegas. And I found some things that I want to share with you. Number one, even the dollar pizza in New York is freaking awesome. The first day I must have stopped at every single dollar pizza place that I came across. And I came across a lot of them. They're like every two blocks, there is another pizza place. And also, if you have ever been to Manhattan, two blocks takes about maybe 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 15 seconds to walk two blocks. So just think about the weight that I gained eating a piece of pizza every 3 to 3.5 minutes. Now, when I went into these pizza places, I discovered the next thing, which I discovered at almost every place that I went into. I expected New Yorkers to be, well, kind of rude and like in my face and, you know, all the stereotypical thing along with what I remember from 26 years ago. Rude, aggressive, don't care about anybody else but themselves, blah, 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 blah. They're nice. They are a different culture. But they're nice. They're cool. They're fun to talk to. They're pleasant. But it's like going to London. I recognize the language. I get that this is, they're all speaking English. However, there's something not quite right around me. There's a disturbance in the force. I don't know exactly what it is. Something doesn't seem to make sense. And over the 7-ish days that I was there, I started to get a better feel for what Manhattan is and what New Yorkers, as in from the city. That's the sound of quotation, air quotation marks right there. Did you hear that? From the city. They are a different culture. And you have to be willing to accept them. And I went in there geared up to accept them. Did that big exhale show up on the mic? It probably did, and forgive me for that. But that exhale is how I felt when I got into New York. And then I met the subway, and I met the pizza, and I met the people. And I met an entirely different environment than what I expected. I met incredible cathedrals. I had a couple meetings where I met with some people, some incredibly wealthy, which it's interesting how wealthy people are in Manhattan. That's something else. I had a couple meetings at Columbia University to go over some research that I've been doing over the past few years, and the people there were awesome, incredible, the way you would expect. The people in Lower Manhattan down in Wall Street were boring as hell, as you'd probably expect. I mean, just, nice and friendly, but man, no, there's not enough coffee in the world to keep me awake during the conversations with those people. Anyway, but remember, Columbia University is up in Harlem, and Harlem is a place that has also a tradition that's, well, a reputation maybe for being a rough neighborhood. And I'll tell you, I didn't feel that. I felt comfortable. It's gone through a revitalization, which a lot of places in New York have. I felt as comfortable there or anywhere in Manhattan or as I would in Las Vegas or Long Beach or anywhere else. There was a waterfall that I found on 51st Street, a waterfall in New York. Who the hell would think that you would find a waterfall in New York, right? Well, there it was. Now, there are a lot of stories that I want to share with you, and I'll probably get to more of those in the second half of the hour, but there's a point that I'm trying to get to. I noticed when I was riding on the subway, which, not for nothing, the subway, this was the first time I, as a 43-year-old man, it was the first time I'd ever been on the subway. And it was a wonderful experience. It was a blast. Yes, everybody's cramped, but nobody was smelly. They were clean and well-lit and safe and convenient. And I have not a bad thing to say about them, except the elevators in the little subway terminals. There are going to be people in a big city like that abuse things. And the elevators were reliably smelling like urine, but that's about the only thing I have to complain about the subways. I had a great time. And as I was on the subway, there was a bit of a revelation that I had, and it was this. You are exposed to a great deal of people when you are compressed into an environment like Manhattan or an urban environment that's similar to it in some way. And when you are compressed into an area like that and you are exposed to almost an infinite number of personalities and experiences and heritages and cultures that people around you carry with them, you become more accustomed to it. And when you are more accustomed to something, you are less fearful of it. And when you are less fearful of it, you are more willing to accept it as your own. Now, you may not. It may not fit what you need it to be. It may not agree with you. You may not agree with it. But you're not fearful of it. And that is an interesting thing. The openness to ideas was magnificent. It was beautiful. It was artistic. It was elegant. it was warm. I'm not saying that you accept everyone's ideas when you're in New York. I'm just saying your mind is open to them. And that is something that we need to remember on this day when we celebrate who we are and what we are as Americans. Who we are supposed to be. This whole polarization of America is poison. It's sad, it's pathetic poison. And in an age when we have got to be very careful with how we look at the rest of the world because we are being shown so many things, we are not practicing what we should as Americans. We are closed off to other people's ideas, unless we are forced to, like in an environment like Manhattan or Chicago or LA. I'm not mythologizing cities. What I'm saying is when you have a lot of people compressed into a close proximity, they share conversations, they share ideas, they share thoughts and feelings and perspectives. That's what America is. On, of all days, the 4th of July, we should remember what the founding fathers were hoping and praying we would become. A melting pot. Let me say that again because it's not said often enough anymore. A melting pot. Not a flipping salad bowl. Not everything hyphenated. I'm this hyphen American. I'm that hyphen American. That is more divisive than just about anything that we could do. We are a melting pot. We are in this together. As Benjamin Franklin said, we must hang together in this venture that is America, or we will surely hang separately. We are in this together, folks, and I'm not saying that we need to live in each other's houses. But freedom doesn't mean the freedom to do what you want to do. It doesn't mean the freedom for me to do whatever I want to do and screw you. That's not what America is. We've never been that. There have been people that got it wrong and they think that, but that's not what America has ever been. Freedom means I can do what I want to do, and as long as I don't hurt you, then we all kind of live in the same community together and we respect each other. I want you, this guy over there, the hypothetical other American, I want you to keep doing what you're doing even though it's different than me. It's not right and wrong as far as ideas and who we are and what we believe in. It's this is what I believe is right for me and that's what you believe is right for you. And that's cool. That's all right. And when we need to, there is a mechanism called the Constitution to bring us together and find the common ground that we need to all become one as Americans. You remember that? Remember stories like this from when we were in fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, history and social studies? We shouldn't write it off. We shouldn't act like, well, yeah, that's for kids. No. That might have been the beginning, but it's not for kids. I have said it, I think, every single show for the past 5 years. I have concluded by saying that America is advanced citizenship. I'm not saying it's America is amateur night. I'm not saying it's as easy as pie. I'm not saying it's going to be given to you with a big bow and on a silver platter carried by strippers. I'm saying it's advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight. But it's who we are. We accept each other for who we are. We live in the middle. We govern in the middle. More on that when we come back with the John Breslin Show. I'm not going to give you the phone number because remember this is a recorded 4th of July special episode of the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you. I'll be right back. You need my help someday. It's all right.
That was a good segment. That's it. That's interesting. That's interesting, right?
What exactly? The music or the segment or the well, recording the it like this? Or
recording
what
it like this. Yeah. The whole experience.
Yeah. It is a little weird.
Let me just do some editing.
That quote,
real quick.
I believe, was Ben Franklin. I'm pretty sure.
Did he say we should hang together?
Yes, he said we must hang. He said we surely must hang together. Oh no,
we surely must hang together, no, dude. Or we'll hang separately.
No, he didn't mean hang out. He meant we must hang together, or we shall surely hang separately. If we don't stick together in this, what we're doing is treason, and the king will see it as treason, and we're. We're done, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes more sense.
He didn't mean hang out.
The way you said it, you're like, America's cool, man. You remember Ben Franklin, he said.
Did I say cool? I didn't mean to connect that.
Yeah.
All right, now speed round. Yeah, let's press record.
Okay. We're ready to go. You ready?
Speed round.
Oh, yeah, we're doing the speed round. Hold on. Sorry, I'm just out of my element right now. Hold on. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to let you turn your mic on so that you can turn your mic on. You know what I mean? Just so you have the experience of turning. Wait, do I turn your mic on? I'm all screwed up. I can't hear you anymore now that you turn your mic off, but let's do it. Okay. Three, two, one.
Welcome back to the John Brislin Show, where we are now diving straight into the speed round. Speed round will go about, 3 minutes, something like that. You'll get the idea real fast. Producer Clyde Barnett, the man on the other side of the glass, is going to be throwing some topics out to me, and I'll give you my comments on them, obviously, in a very speedy fashion, and then we'll continue on with the conversation on the next half of the hour. And producer Clyde, what's the good word?
Here we go. Well, we've got some news from CNN Politics. Bernie Sanders, as we all know, is on the campaign trail. Lately, he's been telling us Obamacare is not enough. He is now advocating single-payer health care. And that seems to be shaping up to be one of the tenets of his whole campaign. Thoughts?
I love the idea. I love it. I love it. I love it. As long as single payer is him, as long as he's the one that's the single payer that's writing the checks for all my health care, then that's just fine with me. Sure. You know what, Bernie Sanders? You want single payer health care? You can do it right now. You don't need legislation, buddy. All you have to do is get the checkbook out and write John Brislin and a number that I give you, and I'll pick that. I'll do a little bit of math and pick it. But, buddy, just give me a call. You know the number. I say it every week, and I will tell you how big to write a check. Bernie Sanders, I love the idea, buddy. You just keep on trucking.
Now we've got... News about the F word. Yeah, that's right. The F word. Oh, and your favorite state, New York. New York State has officially banned the F word. Fracking is the word.
You know,
mining for natural gas.
Frack.
Yeah.
Is that a question? No, I didn't say a bad word. I said frack. Did you just dump what I said? The frack. FCC has absolutely nothing to say about my saying the word frack.
And it's the 4th of July. If we can't say frack today,
frack. So what's New York doing with fracking? Fracking, by the way, is a process of getting gas and certain minerals out of the ground, mainly gas, by, cracking the ground, essentially, fracturing it.
It's high pressure water, and they shoot these high pressure water streams and mine natural gas that way.
What happens is they pump the water down in there, and then the gas floats up to the top. So then they can put a big straw in and suck off the gas, and it's not good for the environment by any means. But let's hear what it is.
Well, that's about it. Any thoughts on that?
The thoughts are they should make it illegal right after I get all the natural gas off my property in upstate New York. Once I frack the hell out of it, once I frack New York, then they can make the legislation. But apparently that's too late because they fracked me instead.
All right, so here's another one. Man on his third wife has no good defense for his support of, quote, traditional marriage. That man, Donald Trump.
Man on his third wife. Well, it would be funny if he was actually physically on her. Then he would have a whole new string of voters. Maybe the same string of voters he had in the first place. Donald Trump is a joke. I don't need the guy's a joke. But here's the value in Donald Trump. He, number one, can finance his own campaign, so he won't do it. But theoretically, if he wanted to have a nutty, he could finance his own campaign, which means he could get out there and say whatever it is that he wants to say. That is something that has a true value to it. The other thing is Donald Trump is... he's the patsy. He's the pansy. He's the putz. He's the guy that's going to get out onto the campaign floor, out in front of the cameras, and he is going to raise issues that no serious first-tier candidate will. And that is another value to the entire electoral process. He's not going to become the president of the United States, hopefully. Because he's a whack job beyond all whack jobs. But sometimes whack jobs have money. And when they have money, they're no longer whack jobs. They're eccentric. And it's funny how that works. And we're tallying all the scores. We're there, carry the two. And it comes out to, I'm the winner. Oh, John Brislin is the winner of the speed round. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I wish that you could call in on the next half of the hour and comment on exactly how brilliant I am, or even better, try to challenge my utter brilliance. I'm feeling very high on myself tonight. I'm feeling very confident, very good, and basking in the glow that is myself. I am my own favorite subject. Although I'm having trouble speaking, which is bad news for a radio host. This is the John Brislin Show. We will be right back. We're going to throw these commercials in as quickly as we possibly can and get right back to our conversation. This is the John Brislin Show. The phone number is 702. We'll wait for next week because this is pre-recorded. Stay right where you are, you.
Are you looking for domain names? Find low-cost domain names instantly by searching as you type at www.setyourweb.com. Don't wait too long if you'd like a domain. Get your domain name today. Search now. It's fast and easy. All of our domains are loaded with amazing free extras. Register your domain name in a few simple steps at www.setyourweb.com. That's www.setyourweb.com.
Listen up, folks. Did you notice all of your monthly bills have increased over time? Cell phone, internet, cable? Well, there's a solution for you. BillExperts.com. Their concept is pretty simple. First, you upload a copy of your bills onto their website. By the way, it's free. Then, they negotiate with your providers on your behalf. Finally, you get the savings. And there's no upfront costs. If their team of experts doesn't save you money, there is no charge to you. So check out their website, www.billexperts.com, and save money on your monthly bills. Once again, this is billexperts.com, BillExperts.com. BillExperts.com. There is nothing to lose, only money to save.
Do you want to hear what we just recorded to kind of get continuity?
No, let's just roll it. Let's just go.
What intro music do you want?
Revelator. It's always intro with Revelator. Which one?
You know what? No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'll pick one.
Okay.
I don't know why I thought that was a good idea. Letting you pick the music. The show got so much better once I started picking the music. Yeah.
No.
No, it really did. Yeah, who came up with John the Revelator?
That's true. I'll give you that.
Who came
it
up
was
with
me.
Blues Bumpers and not
It was
Kid
me,
Rock?
John the Revelator. No. I came up with John the Revelator. You didn't. You came up with the 19 versions of it. I came up with John the Revelator.
Oh, yeah,
freaking revisionist history. Shit.
Oh, you're right. Okay. All right, seriously, though.
That Benedict Arnold, he was a patriot. Would have been a great point, except it was factually reversed.
We're ready to start, John.
All right, buddy.
Three, two, one.
Tell me who's in writing. John the Revelator. Tell me who's in writing. John the Revelator. Who's in writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
And welcome back to the John Brislin Show and this happy 4th of July weekend, Independence Day. It's a day to remember who we are as Americans, what America is, was, and what it will be. And it's also time for some beer and brats and fireworks. Speaking of brats, I miss my little brats, and I am going to be with them at 9 o'clock, thereabouts, for the fireworks. Now, that should say, hey, wait a second, this show started at 9 o'clock. Well, remember, it is the first time we have ever done a pre-recorded show in the John Brislin Show. Otherwise, for the past four years, this is our fifth season, and we've been live straight across the board every single time, except in a couple rare cases, which... blah, 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 boring, out of interest. And next week, we are going to do something else that is monumental, that is momentous, and that is we are going to be saying goodbye. Now, don't get too sad, because what you're probably thinking is probably not what we're saying goodbye to. We are not saying goodbye to the show completely. We are going to be saying goodbye to the show as it has always been. And because producer Clyde Barnett, the man on the other side of the glass, the Chewbacca to my Han Solo, is going to be moving on to bigger and better things as he deserves and as he should do. And we are very, very happy for the wonderful opportunity that he has decided to take, moving up and out of this KDON studio. and the John Breslin Show. However, he will be coming back for special guest appearances from time to time. At least hopefully. Right now we are signing yearbooks with senioritis, and we're all signing, you know, oh, you're a good friend and glad just to know you and hope you're in my homeroom next year. Keep it cool and keep in touch and see, have a good summer. See you next year. And none of that ever happens, right? Right? All that, you ever read your old yearbook and all that stuff that they write? It's like, it never happens. You don't keep in touch. I got my 25-year reunion coming up in, I don't know, I think it's like a week or two, something like that. I'd have to check on Facebook. If it's not for Facebook, I would never keep in touch with any of these people. But like I said, in the yearbook, though, I signed their yearbook, and I said, I will keep in touch, baby. I will call you every third Thursday. Oh, I promise. 25 years later, I might show up for the anniversary, for the reunion thing. Maybe not. I don't know. And here's a little bit of advice. If you're ever invited to your high school reunion and you want to come out of it feeling good about yourself, go to a movie. Don't go to your high school reunion, because you're just going there measuring yourself against things that you shouldn't measure. Yeah, it's kids that are not kids anymore and you think are cool and you should have been cooler and you think they're measuring you. It's a big hurricane of emotions, a tornado really of emotions that, you know, basically center around, I'm not as good as I wanted to be. I'm not good enough, blah, 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 or else a bunch of false ego nonsense. None of it's good, but a good movie. Yeah, you can't go wrong with a good movie. So anyway, Clyde, next week will be his last show. So if you want to call in and say goodbye to him officially, well, then you remember the number. It's 702-257-KDWN. But this is a recorded show right now, so don't call it right now to say goodbye to him. You're going to have to listen next week and say adios, amigo, to the... I'm trying to think of another example of... the Spock to my Kirk. And that didn't have the same feel to it as the Han Solo thing. That was cool.
Yeah,
that
Han was Solo, all right, the best one.
Yeah.
Sancho's always been a good favorite of mine, though.
Sancho. But then that makes me Don Quixote. And I'm not,
yeah, you're a little delusional.
Yeah, I'm charging windmills. That's all right. I am what the economic term is, what is it? The greater fool, the person who thinks that they can accomplish where others have failed, right? Well, you know, I can do that. I can do the Don Quixote and greater fool thing, you know, with the best of them. But you are without a doubt a fantastic Sancho and have been, producer Clyde Barnett, for these 4 years. Thank you very much. And I, too, raise my glass to you. A big toast, clink, to my friend and producer over the past 4 years, Clyde Barnett. So call in next week and say goodbye to him officially. And we will talk about, who knows what we're going to talk about. It depends on what's happening next week. But what's happening this week is that it is the 4th of July, and we are concerned about terrorist activity. And it is real. And I have reviewed some alerts from law enforcement, Department of Homeland Security, FBI, some friends that I have in those areas. And they send out bulletins in the state of certain areas around the country, especially Las Vegas. And there are there is at least one case, possibly two, here in Las Vegas where let's just say some Arabic men, some Muslim men, or at least something that looks like that, they were asking several questions about the entrances and exits of the hotel to people in the housekeeping department. And that was seen as a very suspicious act. They're not saying what hotel that was, but my point is that even here in Las Vegas, yeah, there's some weird stuff happening, so be careful. Protect yourself, protect your family, your loved ones, your friends, and just, you know, protect me from standing next to you. Don't, you know, protect each other. We got to stick together, right? We hang together, or else we will surely hang separately, as Ben Franklin said. And I didn't mean hang out. Clyde over the break was telling me, oh, well, did he really say we're supposed to all just hang out? Because that's what Americans do. No, that's not what I meant. It's not hang out together. It's hang together as in we stick together. We're in this together. Or else, you know, this is an act of treason and George III will certainly hang us separately. That's kind of a thing there, but... That's all right. Producer Clyde Barnett won't be with us for very long, so I won't have to put up with that kind of crap. And so good riddance to him, and whoever comes in will be a breath of fresh air. There's two different ways to look at his leaving. What can I say? Well, we are on... We are on a heightened sense of alert all the way across the country, as it should be. Yeah, we want to be careful, and... But we also want to have a good time. And mainly you can say that the governments on all the different levels are making sure that we as citizens feel comfortable and are willing to go out, have fun, support the economy by buying beers and brats and watch some fireworks and just live life as we deserve and we always have. Now, New York especially has a heightened sense of security, heightened security levels, as a matter of fact. They've got the National Guard troops in the places like Grand Central Station, which, as a matter of fact, when I was in Manhattan last week, I was three blocks from Grand Central Station, which is up on, 48th Street, 49th Street. Anyway, I went there and I noticed that their troops, even 2 weeks ago, there were troops stationed all around Grand Central, and that is just a kind of a standard practice now in New York. So I'm not exactly sure what their thinking is, but there are armed military National Guard troops stationed in Grand Central. So New York is accustomed to it, and they are gearing up for it even more than they were. And, you know, that's cool. That's a good thing because we want to have a good celebration. But when I was in New York, as I was saying earlier, it's interesting how close everybody is. And Grand Central is exactly as the term implies. You know, it's busier than Grand Central Station. When you're that close to people, you start to see and feel all the different personalities and cultures, as I've already said. And it makes you look at things a little bit differently. And what's interesting to me is, well, let me insert a little piece here before I go on to hold that thought. When I was in New York, one of the things that my wife and I were determined to do is to see a Broadway play. So she went down and stood in line and on Broadway, I don't know exactly where she went by herself, and she stood in line, and then I got this phone call, and she said, okay, well, the line's really long, and I need to know what you want to see. What do you want to see? Do you want to see, and it's like, I don't know. I don't know plays. I don't know Broadway. I wish I was so cultured that I could say, oh, well, you know, this one was good and reviewed by, and everybody seems to, I don't know. So I saw the one about mountain. I said, okay, let's get tickets to the Kinky Boots. Kinky Boots, right? That's about mountain climbing and stuff in the Himalayas, or right? So we got the tickets to him Kinky Boots right there on Broadway, and fabulous show, however not about mountain climbing. So when I say fabulous, I should be saying fabulous. Did I nail that? I don't know. I try. It was about the word escapes me. There's a specific term, drag queens. It was about drag queens on the surface. And that the kinky boots, the boots that the drag queens wear. Now, you may think that's what it was about. But if you go in, again, with an open mind, I'm harping on this because it's an important thing. Stay with me here. It's not about drag queens. It's a play. Without going into the entire story, it's about a young man whose father is a shoemaker, and his father wants him to become something that really he doesn't want to. And a young boy whose father is training him to be a boxer, who is truly in his heart a drag queen. And then these children grow up, and you see the struggles that they go through to try to be what someone else wants them to be. That's what the story is. You know, it's got lots of funny elements to it, and the whole drag queen thing is kind of cool and topical, especially because it was about 4 days before the landmark ruling that came out of the Supreme Court saying that bans on gay marriage were unconstitutional. We'll get to that in a minute. But there I am watching this Broadway show, my first Broadway show that I have actually seen on Broadway. I've seen several here in the Smith Center and become quite the fan of Broadway. But this time I was actually there on Broadway watching this, and it was moving. The lead character had just a few days before that won a Tony, which is the pinnacle, if you don't know, the Academy Award for movies. The Tony is for theater. And it was a story that was about becoming what you really want to become. And that is what we all are. That is what Americans are. That is why, if you really get down to the core of it, why other countries around the world mythologize us, if they do at all. That's why they yearn to come here, because you can be who you are. You can do things that you cannot do in other places in the world. You have the opportunity to be who you are. And what's really sad is that we squander that opportunity. We don't fight to develop who we are. And oftentimes it's because other people don't want us to. We kill the ugly kids. What do I mean by that? I really should say the pigeons kill the ugly pigeons. In the animal kingdom, the other animals of the same species that are different oftentimes get attacked and killed. It's how animals are, and it is also part of human nature. We want to attack those who are not like us. I visited my aunt in Pennsylvania, just in the suburbs of New York, for about a week. She's got 7 cats. That's a story for another time. But they're all siblings. They're all black and white except for one gray. And if given the opportunity, the cats that are black and white beat the hell out of the gray one for no other reason that anyone can figure out other than that that cat is gray and different. Yes, it's human nature to beat the hell out of things that aren't like us, to think that we are right and they are wrong. But folks, on this 4th of July, let's remember that the founding fathers rose above that. They rose above that and said, we can make a melting pot out of this. We can live together. We can create a structure that will support and encourage us all coming together and living our lives in freedom. And they figured that we would remember what freedom is. Freedom is living our lives without hurting somebody else and respecting and encouraging other people to live their lives as long as they don't hurt us. It does not mean we live our lives the way we want to, and they had better live their lives the way we want them to. One's American and one's I don't know what the hell. You have to decide what you're going to be. I'm picking American. Stay right where you are, you. I will be right back on the John Brislin Show.
Here.
All right. And that one point shall be, let me think. Oops. Okay, got it.
Okay, so 4 minute segment.
Okay.
Let me get ready with the clothes and all that. So really it's a 3 minute segment.
3 minute segment and then plus the 1 minute close. Mm-hmm. Like my usual routine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna come in with, you know, I can do that on the Burley. Ready to start?
Sure.
3, 2, 1.
Who's that riding? Joan the River later. Who's that riding? Joan the River later. Who's that riding? Joan the River later wrote the book of the seven seals.
Oh yeah, feel that. There is beauty. There is beauty in the world. And sometimes when you hear it or see it, you just have to take a second and breathe it in. And that song and that version of the song is stunning. Makes you feel good inside when you breathe it in. And honestly, I was surprised to hear that. I'd never heard it before, but producer Clyde Barnett, the man who is retiring, well, that is to say moving on next week, he came up with that version, and it was a wonderful surprise. This has been a couple weeks of wonderful surprises because I, like I said, went to spend about a week. My wife and I spent about a week in Manhattan. We combined a little business with pleasure. She had meetings to go to. I booked a couple meetings and we had a great time as well. I went there and I don't know what I expected. I didn't think I would change my mind. And I left with new ideas. And there is nothing that I like more than to have my ideas that I've always had challenged and then changed. They're not going to change that much. I'm kind of old. But to change them a little bit, that's called growth. A plant, a tree, doesn't stay the same every year. It gets a little bigger, a little different. It grows. And when we start looking at change as something that's a sin rather than growth, we're in a bad place. The pilgrimage the trip to Manhattan that turned out to be a pilgrimage was eye-opening for me. I found good cheesecake and theater and pizza and conversation with people that I normally would never have conversations with. I found a very interesting, thought-provoking opportunity for growth, and I grew, and I am here with you now better than I was before. And that is my 4th of July wish for you. Do something today, even if it's just a conversation in line at Starbucks. If it's standing outside watching the fireworks with strangers, say hello to them. Do something. How you explain 4th of July to your children or the conversation you have around the dinner table. Do something that helps you grow a little bit and helps you expand your ideas and be more accepting of other people. Don't change yourself. But just acknowledge that they have made decisions that are right for them.
That's American. Be safe, be sane, drink in moderation, and remember that America is advanced citizenship. Seriously, folks, you have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight. But I will be here fighting for it with you and producer Clyde Barnett for one more week every single Saturday night on KDWN and the John Breslin Show. Also, johnbreslinshow.com, Facebook, Twitter, and all the good stuff. Good night, America, wherever you are. John the